New York's Hasidic community took umbrage at the New York Times for publishing an investigative piece on September 11, 2022, calling out Hasidic yeshivas for failing to meet New York State educational standards. I wondered how a community that prizes complex Torah, Talmudic, and halachic studies could be characterized as an educational failure. I'm Barbara Finkelstein, an occasional contributor to the Fallouts. I got in touch with Joel Klein, a Satmar Chassid and professional business coach I'd interviewed in the past, and asked him to respond to the Times' conclusion that Hasidic schools fail by design. He responds here in this audio clip I've excerpted from my phone recording with him.
Truthfully, a little about myself. We did learn English a little when I grew up, when I went to yeshiva and chaydik, but our main focus was Talmudical studies, Torah, and halacha. That was our main focus, and that was the reason why my father, my family, chose to send to this particular yeshiva, because they wanted the yeshiva to teach us Talmudical study and Judaism and whatever it takes to be a righteous Jew. I grew up in Monroe, New York, Kiryas Joel. I lived there since I was little, since I was five. So mainly I went there to yeshiva, to chaydik. Eventually, I excelled in Torah and halachic studies. Once I got older, I got engaged and moved to Brooklyn, where my wife grew up. I live now in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. After my chasana, I mainly studied halacha and Talmud. I continued studying for a couple of years. I really excelled in my limidim. What I feel is that the Torah value upbringing that I had growing up with my parents gave me the direction to where I am now. Chazal say that a father should always learn with his son a emnas. A emnas means a skill, so he can go out and do panosa. He can bring food for his family, potentially. What I think is, in our community, we do it with flying colors. There's no better way how to learn and train in entrepreneurial thoughts in children, like the way how we are learning Gemara and Chumash and Tanakh, Halacha, and you name it, whatever we learn. I always give this example that right from the beginning, when you learn Chumash, you learn the stories about Abraham and Hebron, which he needed to buy the Mo'or Samachailu, which is in Hebron. He bought it out from Ephraim, which is in the Chumash and Parshas Chayesudu. Since I was a little child, we learned how to do a successful transaction, a real estate transaction. We can learn so much from the negotiation skills from Abraham Avinu, how he negotiated with Ephraim, and so on. When you go further, you see how Yitzchak became really wealthy by digging water wells, how Yaakov Avinu did his things with his father-in-law, Lavan. And I can go on and on. This is just at the beginning, when I was little, as 6, 7 years old, we learned all these stories. Subconsciously, we learned business.
To learn more about Joel Klein and his outlook on the Satmar community's commitment to Jewish education, read Hasidim Are Living the American Dream, published in the foreword on October 4th, 2022.